Well, Mike, the pick is in. It's Demarius Randle. I knew they were going to take him.
Yeah, I think we all knew it, right? Yeah, that's the guy everybody predicted. Boy, I think this pick speaks to how much Ted Thompson and the Packers like this guy and like what maybe he can bring at cornerback, because there were a couple of really good defensive linemen, Malcolm Brown and Eddie Goldman on the board. All of the top inside linebackers in this draft were on the board, and Ted Thompson went with Randle from Arizona State, played safety. They think he's a corner. They're going to line him up at corner. And we talked about it, that was probably the Packers' top need.
Yeah, and it also says something about how weighted the cornerback position is.
Yeah.
It is so critical in this contemporary game. My thought on this pick is that imagine how much work these scouts had to do to project this guy as a corner, because he had spent most of his time in junior college playing baseball and some football. He's a kind of last 2 years guy, right? I mean, he just came onto the scene in the last 2 years at Arizona State, where he played safety. So somebody had to see something that said, this guy is a corner. And I like that kind of scouting. I didn't see it. In my mind, he was a safety, and I wasn't looking at any safeties. I was looking at corners, inside linebackers, defensive linemen, tight ends, that kind of thing. And all of a sudden, you know, the Packers, we're told, have drafted a safety. Huh? You know, where'd this come from? And then we found out very quickly that he's a corner. All right, Mike, now, beyond the fact that they drafted a cornerback, how does it impact the Packers' defense, this pick?
Well, you're talking about a guy that I think they're going to want him out there in the sub-packages. You talked about it all throughout the week about, you know, needing the depth at cornerback for sub-packages on defense for the matchups with third and fourth wide receivers and slot guys. This is a guy you can put out on the field and, you know, move him around and get him in the right matchup that you want to stick with these different formations on offense. We talked about the Packers needed to address depth at cornerback with the free agent departures of Tremont Williams and Devon House, and this is a pick that addresses that.
Okay, I think you're advancing him too quickly. What I'm reading about Randle is that because he's played a lot of safety here in Arizona State, he's got some technique, coverage technique for a cornerback to learn. Here's what I think the impact is. I think he's going to be a special team star. This guy blows, what I'm reading is he blows people up. He's a punishing tackler, which tells me that he's a guy who likes contact. And I think he's just what Mike McCarthy wants. Okay, Mike, quickly, what should we expect on Friday in rounds 2 and 3?
Well, I would expect, although we never know for sure, but I would think the Packers would look to address inside linebacker, defensive line, maybe tight end. If the right guys are there, you know, they're picking again at the bottom of the round, barring a trade up, which I don't really foresee, although it's possible. But I think those are the positions that the Packers are going to be looking at.
Yeah, this is where your Denzel Perrymans and your Eric Kendricks and your Paul Dawsons come into play. And
you I think they'll be there at 62?
I think we're going to see a lot of trading. I'm not saying trading up. I think we're going to see some real trading tomorrow. We didn't see that today in the first round, just I think two trades. And the reason for it is that this was not a great first round class. The general manager Schneider in Seattle said that it ended at pick 15 or 16, you know. So, I mean, why would anyone want to trade up into it, into the bottom of it, if they're in fact trading into the second round, so to speak? So that's why I don't think we saw all the trading that we normally see. I think on Friday we're going to see that trading, and I would expect Trader Ted to go to work.
And stay with us on Packers.com on Friday for all your draft coverage, your stories, your live press conferences, your audio of the conference calls with the Packers selections. And another video from you and me.
And Ask Vic on Friday morning.
Yeah, Ask Vic on Friday morning and Saturday morning.
That's right.
All right.